Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome to another edition of Nerdy Notions, where unlike Owen Wilson, who speaks oh so softly, here's Sasha Kaplan.
Yeah, nice jab at my very loud and very high-pitched voice. Thank you.
So sorry, but like Owen Wilson, it's just like I'm watching the episode, I'm trying to listen to what he's saying, and he's just so soft-spoken on everything.
He is, though. But thankfully, that you can listen to me while you are across the room in the kitchen, because my voice carries like there's nobody's business, okay? I have the Jewish mother voice.
And I'm a hockey player, and I'm accustomed to yelling down 200 feet of a hockey rink.
I'm pretty sure I have hockey players beat, but anyway.
We can test this theory when you move back down here.
Throw in some Caps players and then we can talk. anyway, see, I needed incentive. Anyway.
Well, we might not have Evgeny Kuznetsov in a few weeks, so he might be gone by the time you get back down here, so.
Anyway, so the title of this episode is Nexus Event, and the previous episode titles haven't really been that exciting, so we haven't really been mentioning them, but this one is relevant. So Loki and Sylvie are, you know, still stranded on the soon-to-be-destroyed planet, but we flash to Asgard, where a cute little girl in very, you know, obviously Asgardian garb is arrested. This tiny little girl is a Loki, and she wasn't really doing anything. She was just sort of playing with toys. But anyway, so she gets arrested, and the judge lady, Ravana?
Something like that.
She's the one that arrests her. And so she's brought before the court, but she ends up escaping. And basically, the present Ravana meets with the timekeepers, I guess, and they blame her. Meanwhile, we find out that Hunter C-20, the one that Sylvie was keeping prisoner, is dead. And apparently, the variant scrambled her brains. That just sounds a little suspicious. And my brother and I both went like, because you're lying. We know you're lying.
Liar, pants on fire.
Pretty much. But Mobius basically is tasked with finding Sylvie. Loki apologized to Sylvie, who says that she remembers Asgard. And they talk about the universe wanting to break free. And despite the fact that they're in a apocalyptic event, two Lokis getting cozy in a totally platonic sibling-like familial way and no other way.
Giggity.
Marvel, seriously. Don't go there.
Giggity.
No.
Giggity goo.
Anyways, I'm sorry. I just really had to do the quagmire. I'll shut up now.
Yeah, so Sylvie basically is not supposed to exist because she should have been whatevered a long time ago. That was something about, you know, she basically grew up in 1,000 worlds and watched 1,000 worlds get destroyed because that's the only place she could be safe. Like, that's a pretty horrible life. And she's like, well, it's only fitting, I guess, that now I die. And there's this question of like, what makes Loki a Loki? Is it the losing? Is it the resilience? And blah, blah, blah. No one cares. But the TVA shows up and arrests the Lokis. And Loki is sent into a time prison. I kind of called it a hell loop, mostly because I've been binge watching Lucifer. But I guess this is a time loop where over and over, Sif punches him because he cut her hair.
Oh, dear Lady Sif. How great it is to see you once again.
How great it is to see her in her glorious presence in Loki's time loop.
I'm not going to lie. Like, I really miss Lady Sif when it came to Thor Ragnarok. And yeah. But I'm also kind of glad at the same time, because obviously what we saw happen to the other three guys, the Warriors Three, you know, where they just kind of got massacred pretty quickly, made me glad that Lady Sif is still around.
I mean, this is technically Loki's memory, so we don't really know what happened to her.
Well, according to canon, Kevin Feige, she is still alive.
Okay, fine, but I'll believe it when I see it.
hopefully in Thor Love and Thunder.
Hopefully she'll just show up and be like, do you know how many galaxies I've gone through looking for you? Well,
apparently, according to story, and because Jamie Alexander, the actress who plays Lady Sif, she couldn't do Thor Ragnarok anyways, because I believe she was scheduled doing another show and she was injured at the same time.
Yep.
So that's why she didn't Thor Ragnarok. So the story is that she actually was off Asgard, kind of doing what Thor was doing, which was, you know, fighting battles around the galaxy and stuff like that.
Like I said, I'll believe it when I see it. So basically Loki half the, and she keeps saying like, oh, you're alone and you're always destined to be alone. And I'm like, Loki just sort of lets her beat the crap out of him and then just sort of apologizes or whatnot. And that sort of cures it, but it just keeps happening over and over again anyway.
Woohoo, time loops.
Yeah, so they notice there's a Nexus spike. And I guess what the question is, Ravonna, what makes this spike different from all the other Nexus spikes and timeline variations? See what I did there?
Yep.
I make everything a little Jewish. Because I can. Anyway, so Ravonna won't let anyone talk to the variant because she's too powerful. It sounds like more like she's bitter that she got outmaneuvered by a little girl however many years ago. Loki makes peace with Sif. Mobius tries to interrogate him. We see B-15 again. Mobius ends up lying to Loki about what happened to Sylvie, and we find out that he actually kind of cares about Sylvie. Please, 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 in a familial, awkward sibling kind of way and no other way, because that is just so wrong on so many levels. I would not even know where to start. Marvel, this is a Disney Plus show. Children, watch it. Do not go there. Let's see. And basically, Loki tells Mobius, like, you're all variants and your memories have been erased. And Mobius is like, yeah, that's not true. You're lying. But he's sort of like, oh, crap. He might actually have a point. And Loki basically says, oh, it's the lies Mobius tells himself that are the strongest. And B-15 isn't doing well about C-20. Like, she's not handling the situation well. I think part of it we find out because Sylvie was in her mind.
Well, before we jump to that, because that's a little later down in the episode, there actually is a conversation between B-15 and Mobius.
Yep.
And this is kind of the part where I got on Owen Wilson for talking so softly, but there's a line that he actually says to B-15 that actually opens up the door to something that will be coming down the pike in the MCU, and he openly talks about vampires, because apparently something that they did brought upon the vampires, which is what's going to open the door up for Blade to come into the MCU to clean up the TVA's mess. I know you don't care about I know you don't care about vampires or anything, but we now have.
I don't care. It's that I'm allergic.
Whatever. But the thing is, though, is that, and just for the record, there will be me doing Nerdy Notion episodes by myself going over the Blade trilogy because Sasha's allergic to vampires, blah, blah, blah.
I am very allergic to vampires.
But that's later down the road when we're getting closer to the actual MCU Blade movie coming out. But the thing is, though, is that it opens the door for Blade to come into the MCU, and it actually possibly gives us the storyline of what Blade could be doing when he does enter the MCU. So it's a neat little nugget that they threw in there to kind of introduce the character without naming the character directly.
Yep. They also mentioned werewolves too, so what do you got for that one?
I have no idea. From the stuff that I read, the biggest thing really comes more on the vampire side with Blade. The werewolves will figure that out later. It's just werewolves. Maybe they're bringing in the underworld or something. Kate Beckinsale is going to come back as Celine and do the vampire.
Yeah, the MCU was convoluted enough. Okay, don't help.
I'm going to bring in the legendary, universe now.
Some things are better left separate. Anyway, so, but there is also these seeds that are planted about to B15 about like Loki saying they're not who they say they are and all that jazz. So B15 actually goes to Loki. Well, the other Loki, Sylvie. And she takes Sylvie back to Roxxon. Also, can I just say Ravonna's office is, gives really creepy vibes, especially when it continues to play the exact same song on the theremin. Like, pick a new tune, girl. So she and Mobius mark the case closed, and they sort of shoot the breeze a little bit while drinking, and they talk about the timekeepers. Mobius sort of tries to prod Ravonna a little bit, but it doesn't go anywhere. She pulls an emotional appeal on him, but Mobius manages to switch those little pads with her. Meanwhile, B15 and Sylvie are talking in front of Roxxon, or Roxcart, and she asks her about what she did and what she saw and what B15 saw. So Sylvie shows her, and we don't actually get to see what she saw, but there's a reaction. Mobius watches a video of C20 giving her testimony, and we see that Ravonna put a stop to it. And he realizes, oh my God, Loki's right. No kidding. And they're going to work together. So Ravonna, meanwhile, so Mobius goes to rescue Loki from the time loop. They get out, and then Ravonna is there to meet them when they get out, and Mobius gets pruned. He disintegrates. Where he goes, we do not know.
Kind of.
We'll get there. Loki is sad. There's an alert out for B15 because Ravonna goes to see Sylvie and realizes that she's wet, and they're like, who talked to her? And she's like, the only person that was here was B15, because she insisted. So they, instead of just disintegrating them, which would have been the right thing to do and would have solved this whole mess, Ravonna elects to actually take them to the timekeepers for no reason other than to shame them.
No. Correction, because if you remember when Mobius and Ravonna had their conversations, she said that they actually had an audience with the timekeepers because they were going to get pruned in front of the timekeepers.
All right. Well, okay.
And that was before Mobius did the device switch and stuff like that. And so
it's such a waste. Like, you could have just pruned them and solved this whole thing, but no, we had to make it a show.
Hey, we got two episodes left after this. Come on now.
So Ravonna takes them into the elevator, and Sylvie asks what was her Nexus event. So basically what caused her timeline to deviate, that it had to be erased. And Ravonna has this look on her face like she knows, but she's not going to say it just to be a jerk. And the implication is sort of just the fact that Sylvie came into existence as a girl is the issue. But we're never given a concrete explanation. So we meet the timekeepers. Pretty interesting design dudes. A little overrated, if you ask me. But B15 comes to the rescue before anything can happen and says something around like their mantra, for all time. She turns off the collars, and there's a pretty cool fight. Loki and Sylvie. Sylvie's a really good fighter. And then she gives Loki her sword and stuff like that, which B15...
Because Loki sucks.
Loki sucks.
Without his daggers, he's useless.
But here's the thing, though. You also have to remember that, like, Loki's primary fighting is his tricks, not hand-to-hand combat, whereas Sylvie's the opposite.
Yeah, he can't do the tricks.
Her magic is more intelligence gathering. It's not offensive, right? Which is why she's really good with the sword. So they sort of balance each other out. Not in a romantic way! Let's see. So they fight Ravonna. Loki seemed to win, and they throw the sword at the timekeepers. And what?
Robots.
Yeah. They're robots. The Borg called. They want their shtick back. But yeah. So something's really hinky here, because these holier than thou timekeepers are robots, and as we know, robots can either be made by other people or other robots. Which begs the question, who is really in charge of the TVA?
We'll find out next week.
Will we though? Because
we got two episodes left.
Well, yes, but hold on. So before we can get any answers about anything, Loki actually gets dematerialized. I'm like, well, okay, that's it. End of show. He's dead. But no, he wakes up in a
post-credit scene.
Yes, in a post-credit scene, mid-credit scene, whatever you want to call it. He wakes up in front of other Lokis, four very specific Lokis.
Alligator Loki.
Huh?
Alligator Loki for the win.
Yes, Alligator Loki, what I have dubbed and others have dubbed as Kirby Loki, because it's the very classic 1960s Loki outfit, done very well. A Thor-like Loki, because he's got like a hammer and he looks like a really cool, intimidating dude. And unfortunately, the bane of my existence, Kid Loki. Whoop-de-frickin-do. So they say something like, we need to work together before everything collapses or before we're destroyed, kind of a thing. So obviously the next episode is learning about these other Lokis, but also finding Mobius. Because if Loki, if this is the place Loki landed, right, then Mobius had to have gone to the same place. So we're not done with Owen Wilson's whispering yet.
I'm just disappointed that they confirmed that he does not say wow once the entire series.
Oh no.
What it's an Owen Wilson trademark, damn it. Just him going, wow. But anyways, also I wanna go back to a point super quick. So you had actually said something about werewolves. The line actually does not involve werewolves. When Mobius lists the various creatures the Time Variance Authority has rested, he actually distinctly says three. Kree, Titans, and vampires. Which also could lead the door, you know, if they're saying that they've brought in Titans, could that possibly maybe mean Thanos?
Or it could mean his dad, or it could mean like for, the other,
or for the Kree, could it mean another version of Talos? So like him name dropping the Kree and Titans along with vampires, which is the breadcrumb for Blade, could also lead to potential other things to come in the next two episodes that we may not think about. So that was something that was brought up by what's the writer's name, Jake Kleinman of Inverse.
So okay, here's what I have to say to that. With, you know, Loki, I mean, Thanos is not the only Titan. So that could mean we see his father, Alars, or it could mean like 50 bajillion other people. Right,
and that's fair. But it just the way the line was delivered, it literally goes, you know, we brought in Kree, Titans, vampires. So it leaves it very open-ended, you know.
Yeah. So one of my friends is also just messaged me and said that they have finished the episode of the Loki, and they also had a negative reaction to Kid Loki. And there's a couple of reasons for that. If you follow my blog, check out the Forever Pissed at Kieran Gillen tag. It's a doozy. Not to be confused with Karen Gillen, who plays Nebula in Guardians of the Galaxy. We like her.
Which, by the way, in a quick Thor 4 notes, Karen Gillian has confirmed that Nebula is going to be bonkers in Thor 4.
Kind of makes sense.
It's going to be cool. I'm okay with this.
So it's interesting to see where Loki will continue from here. Obviously, they're going to get out of whatever awkward dump site they're in. And the other thing is they're going to confront the TVA and possibly, you know, rescue other variants. And it still begs the question, though, who's really in charge of the TVA?
Batman.
Okay, come on. Give me a real answer.
Come on now. It can happen. Batman's the smartest detective out there. He could find a way if he could beat Superman.
What was that? Oh, you know what? That was Warner Brothers telling you to be quiet or they'll sue you. It's interesting because the design that they have, multiple people have pointed out, was very Kang-esque. Kang.
Kang the Conqueror.
Kang the Conqueror. I think Kong the Conqueror sound like works better, but anyway, nobody asked me when they created the character because I wasn't born yet. So Kang is a possibility, though. It lines up because Kang is a time traveler.
And isn't he going to be in? Isn't he supposed to be in Thor 4?
Quantumania.
Isn't he supposed to be in Thor 4 though?
Quantumania.
Oh yeah, that's right. Ant-Man and the Wasp 3.
Quantumania, which I believe has actually just finished its first few days of shooting. So very cool. Very cool. I mean, I don't know. I'm not super familiar with the TVA. It would be really funny if Miss Minutes is the one pulling the strings all along and you hear Tara Strong just cackling in the background, but
that would actually be hilarious.
That would be hilarious.
It would actually make sense to have this like 50s looking cartoon just be like the mastermind behind all of this.
Right, but then the question is, okay, but what brought her into existence? Because something had to have created her, because nothing comes from nothing. Everything comes from something. So the question is who is the biggest mystery right now is with the timekeepers being robots, unless
less than being robots like, was a decoy.
Yeah, these are decoy timekeepers. Which begs the question then, where are the real timekeepers? I'm not one to speculate too much anymore, just because A, I don't care that much about Loki lore, so I don't have as much knowledge to speculate from compared to like WandaVision. But let's be real, my speculations were not nearly as ridiculous as other people's. So I think that is all I have.
I did not look at any notes for this outside of the one thing about the Blade Cookie and the the hinting of maybe we get Thanos or maybe Talos or some other major.
No more Thanos. Let it go. We had an entire chapter of the entire Marvel Cinematic Universe up until this point, upset of pulling Thanos and him appearing and not appearing and being a glorified cameo or a character, then like destroying crap and winning and losing. I'm done with Thanos, okay? It is time for a new big baddie.
Well, I have wonderful news for you. Thanos ain't done with you yet. Maybe, I don't know.
He better be, because at this point, if they just bring it back, Thanos is gonna be super lame, because like we literally just saw an epic fight where he was killed and destroyed and the good guys won. If they do that, if they bring him back, it's sort of like, so everything that happened in Endgame was pointless. Cool.
Okay, so obviously spoilers. This is the first episode in the Loki series to feature a post-credit scene. The subtitles for the post-credit scene have Loki ask if he's gone to hell, H-E-L instead of hell, H-E-L-L. This is not a spelling mistake. In Nordic mythology, the world of the dead is called Hel, H-E-L. So that's an interesting thing for everybody.
No Valhalla for Loki then, I assume.
So Richard E. Grant is the Silver Age Loki. That's why he is credited as Classic Loki in the credits.
I prefer Kirby Loki personally.
So you have, obviously, in the middle, you have Kid Loki, who's holding Crocodile Loki. Classic Loki's to the right, and they're actually billing it as Boastful Loki on the left-hand side.
Whatever that means.
In the post-credit scene, one of the ruined buildings in the background is Avengers Tower.
I think we'll get a better glimpse of it. Yeah. It did look kind of New York-ish, so I think we will see more next week.
All right, and then this is the last bit of news that I have. The scene where Sif and Loki interact is based on the Norse legend where Loki cuts off her hair. In the legends, this eventually puts Thor on a quest that leads to the creation of Mjolnir.
Well, we're not getting Mjolnir, so...
Mjolnir, my bad. But yeah, so just a little interesting... Call it Mew Mew. Yeah.
If you can't pronounce it, you can call it Mew Mew.
Mew Mew. Which is what Darcy called it.
I know, that's why I made the joke. Yeah. You didn't have to explain it to people. They get the references.
I could just throw this out there. It's not a spoiler. The song playing at the end is an English cover of the song Haim al-Amour by French singer Edith Piaf.
Very famous French singer Edith Piaf.
Yep.
But
which is actually a really nice song. I will admit, it was a really nice song. It was a really, really nice song.
She was very talented. But here's the funny thing. I like the fact that you actually mentioned spoilers after we literally spoiled the entire episode.
If they can't read it in the title that says spoilers.
This is just like, it's one thing if we were like reviewing Black Widow right after it aired, we put the spoiler warning at the beginning of the show, not at like towards the end of the show where they've already listened to the entire summary of the episode with all my ridiculous comments.
And here's the thing, Black Widow comes out next week. I don't know if I'm seeing it in theaters right away.
Oh, I'm definitely seeing it right away. Not because I'm excited for the Black Widow movie, just because I kind of wanted to get it over with. Like, plus, I like to sell. Marvel has already stolen what remnants of my soul I had, so I might as well shell out money for them too. Because what else do I have left?
But the thing is, like, personally for me, I don't know if I'm going to see it right away because there's some other reasons for me not going to see it right away, like money.
Valid reason.
You know,
don't pay $30 on Disney Plus.
I'm not going to. Let's be honest. At the time of recording, it's also the time where I have to renew everything for the website, which cost me around $318 to do. And I have other bills on top of that I got to pay. So, and I have to make sure I have gas in my tank and I have to make sure I'm able to eat. So there's other priorities I have to kind of put into focus. So I do plan on seeing it. It's just a matter of when do I plan on seeing it, but also the fact that we got two episodes left of Loki. I don't see us doing two episodes in one week just for the sake of Black Widow. Maybe it's something we do. I know we have to still do New Mutants to get that out of the way. We've been holding off on that for a while.
We've been hoping and praying we could just.
Well, it's not that. We've also been debating how we want to do the episode. Do we want to do it like the way Ben and I are doing Awesome Mania now, where we kind of do it like a watch party type thing? Or do we want to do it like how we're doing Loki right now, where I literally watch the episode and then we go right into recording, because obviously you see it the day it comes out, whereas I see it literally right before we record. So it's one of those things where, how are we going to record this episode? How do we want to approach it? So we're still debating that in a way.
Yeah. So that's something.
That's the real reason why we haven't done New Mutants yet.
You know, maybe something to discuss off the air.
Yeah, but I'm letting people in on the background workings of how we do things a little bit. It's nice for people to know how things work from time to time. And also, last week's episode was super short, and I'm just trying to talk up time to make this a more worthwhile episode. Sorry, everybody.
Well, if you're still with us and our negative 500 listeners are doing okay.
But reality is, I see us maybe doing Black Widow soon, but I also maybe think we should hold off on doing Black Widow, Shang-Chi, and the other two movies that come out this year, because I think that would be a good way to maybe start off 2022 by doing the four 2021 MCU movies that they move us in, and then just kind of that way we have them all together rather than trying to, hey, we'll just do this one here and then wait a while. We can actually use it as a way to bridge everything together.
No, so. I think that's a great idea. And obviously you'll hear my like immediate reactions about the movie, at least a Black Widow anyway. I have not done it so much for Loki just because I didn't care. I still really don't.
And we're doing this podcast.
Well, podcast is one thing, but like what I did for WandaVision, what I did for Falcon and Winter Soldier is I also posted my thoughts on my blog, reblogged some GIFs. You know, I think I made one post mostly because I was very sick and tired of hearing people going, oh my God, Loki's in the MCU. We can get a Young Avengers movie now. I'm like, stop. We already have it. The Young Avengers movie is happening and it needs to happen without Kid Loki, who was the bad guy in the comic. So you can have Kid Loki if I can not have him in my Young Avengers movie. That is my one request. So yeah, so my point being is that I have not shared my like immediate reactions through text on my blog. I will do that, as I've done that for a lot of the MCU movies, just kind of brief summary of my general thoughts and opinions. I am really walking into Black Widow sort of blind. Like, I've seen the trailers. It looks pretty like good action and stuff like that, which I expect from a Marvel movie. But like, I was very much in the camp of like, I really did not think that Black Widow needed her own movie unless it was going to be a spy thriller, which it's very obvious this movie is not a spy thriller. Well, it's just another MCU movie.
So I haven't really like seen the trailers, to be honest, just because that's just how I am for certain things.
I don't really watch trailers a lot of the time.
Yeah, I really don't. Like, it's funny. Everyone will ask me, oh, did you see the trailer for this? I'll be like, no. And they're like, why? It's like, because I want to wait till I see it in theaters. That's why. But I have read a couple headlines without going into the actual reviews themselves, where they say it's more, it's less Black Widow origin, more like building up the MCU for what it's going to go into next and stuff like that.
I mean, it's not really much that's exactly what I expected, because
people are saying that they enjoy the movie. At least the critics are saying that they're enjoying the movie, but they're not happy that it's not really a Black Widow story, I guess you can say. Because it puts more focus on some of the other characters, because let's be honest, those other characters are probably going to be the ones that are going to be moving on in the MCU, because...
Which then, like, what is the point of doing a Black Widow movie other than, oh my god, the fans wanted it? I'm like, look, the fans want a lot of things. We'd much rather you focus on developing good stories than giving every nook and cranny character their own movie. Yeah. And that's not to say that Black Widow doesn't have good stories to pull from. It's just, it based off the trailers, it definitely feels like this was made a movie for the sake of just like appeasing fans that wanted a Black Widow movie than for the sake of actually making a Black Widow movie, if that makes sense.
But let's be honest. I mean, at the end of the day, you know, we'll see when we finally see it. I mean, like I said, I'm just working off of what headlines I'm reading. I'm not actually reading these reviews. You know, I'm getting like maybe little snippets of things.
So I think there were a few initial like negative reviews, but they were mostly like whiny people that like were expecting something different than an MCU movie for some reason.
Yeah. So, I mean, we'll see when we actually see it itself. It comes up next week. And as Sasha has been saying for the last several weeks, don't spend the $30 on the Disney premiere, because that's stupid. Go to the movie theaters. The movie theaters need your help. They really need
it. Seriously. I can tell you that my town used to have 2 movie theaters. Now there's only 1 left. So please, if you can, and you know, you're vaccinated and you feel comfortable, please go see the movie in theaters and help out your local theater.
Yeah.
And besides, it's so much cooler to watch things blow up on a giant screen than it is on your computer.
Yep. All right, so with that, you can find me on Twitter at @Applelindenbaum75, Facebook at facebook.com/x75productions, Twitch doing the gaming thing at twitch.tv/michaelx75, and of course everything on the website, txhdhockey.com, and for the show, nerdy/nerdy-notions.
And all right. Hey, I'm doing my hand exercises. My hands hurt. But anyway, you can find me on Twitter at Geeky Kaplan. After the greatest superhero ever, Billy Kaplan. Right now, I am taking part in the Old Guard Takeover, which is sharing favorite moments on each day about the Old Guard, which is a really awesome movie. Hope you check it out. You can find me on geekgirl101.tumblr.com. That is the best place to reach me, or the worst place to reach me, depending on who you are. And of course, you can catch, recently you can read on geekgirl101.tumblr.com, my recent review of the last issue of, the last and least issue of X Factor number 10. Spoiler alert, it sucked.
Spoiler alert, I'm also on Tumblr, but it's strictly posting just the Aoi Sasha
to share it on Tumblr. He's really not on Tumblr. He has an account. It just auto posts. It doesn't count. But anyway, if you're
so in- Aoi, you can share it faster.
if you're interested in chatting with me, letting me know what you think about the podcast or what you'd like us to review, let us know. We're always happy to hear from you. I know I do. Maybe Michael doesn't. But with that,
nobody ever met. I have it on the bottom of every freaking post for every freaking episode. If there's anything you want us to talk about, reach out to us and let us know. Not one freaking person. Not one. It doesn't matter.
Well, actually, there was one. Shut up. They messaged me on Tumblr.
But it went to you on Tumblr. It didn't go through the website. It's
I'm like, prettier.
It's like Nerdy Notions, Awesome Mania. We don't do it for Voices for the Grid because we already know how that works out in my great
Voices
impression.
From the Grid is very strict. We don't take suggestions because if we did, everybody would be like, oh, you need to skip this season of Power Rangers. Oh, you don't talk about this character.
No shit, Sherlock. That's why we don't do it for that one. But like for Awesome Mania and for...
Well,
for
fans might not know. My negative 500 listeners sometimes need context that you are not willing to provide. With that in mind, please comment as Mike flails. And let us know what you'd like to see us do. Okay, enough, wild man. And check us out next week when hopefully we'll get some answers to some of Loki's crazy questions.
I want to go cry in the fetal position now.